Okay, so we're still with Year 12 photography students and Esther, who has chosen facial expressions and body language. That's a very popular theme, Esther.
It is.
Okay, so what's your approach?
Well, I was looking through my iPod, looking at different album covers and how, for example, Belle and Sebastian have done several very interesting kind of portraits of people and what they're doing and put them in different colours and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was also interested by Cindy Sherman's film stills.
Okay, why?
Well, I like film and general, and I think the fact that it wasn't a photo, it was part of a film, which has a story behind it. So you don't kind of have to work out the story from a photo.
But she made the film up, didn't she? She invented the film and then put herself as this sort of strange B-movie actress into the...
Yeah.
Okay, so she's invented a whole world with those photographs, hasn't she? Is that something you're interested in experimenting with?
Yeah.
Okay. So how would you describe your approach? A sort of documentary approach or a more experimental arty approach?
Experimental arty.
Are you going to put some documentary in there for good measure, though?
I will, though.
Marvellous. Just to please me.
Just for you, sir.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, it's Emily's turn now, and she's gone for food. So what are you thinking so far?
I've got a couple of ideas sort of knocking about at the moment, but the one I just had like just now was sort of like people's relationship to food. Like emotionally, like, you know, sometimes you have sort of set meals that you kind of like if you're feeling a little bit down.
Definitely.
You need a perk or something, or like you're quite happy.
And food has chemicals in it that do affect our mood, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. So. And like I was sort of like doing like a survey.
Yeah.
What do you like to eat when you're feeling this way? And then just do like a group of people or something.
And that would lend itself to some kind of a documentary typological approach, wouldn't it?
Sort of have the series set out in like categories. So like happy food, people's happy food.
And, right.
And maybe do a little bit of research on like a little thing from each one, sort of like all celery.
So which artists might sort of help you out with that approach?
I'm not really too sure at the moment.
Do you know much about Sophie Kell's photographs?
I don't know about her food stuff.
She hasn't really done anything about food.
She doesn't do any food,
but it's not one of her obsessions yet. But her approach seems quite similar to
quite
the approach you're...
Yeah, no, I did some of her stuff for my final piece. And
good.
I liked it.
Fantastic, thank you very much. Oh, there go the pips. Right. They're annoying, aren't they?
Yeah.
So I'm with Chloe now, and she's also doing food. So what thoughts have you had so far about food?
Well, I was looking at artists like Martin Parr and Vic Muniz.
Yes.
And how they sort of, use food. But like Vic Muniz uses the food to make the image.
He does. They're fascinating images, aren't they? So like, there's images made out of sugar and peanut butter and chocolate and all kinds of things. Why does he do that?
I don't know, I think it's quite visually interesting because you like see how all the chocolate little dips and drabs like actually make the image.
Absolutely.
And how much detail there is as well.
Right. I wonder if there's any sort of cultural significance to the use of those materials though. Like the sugar, for instance, I think that's something to do with sugar plantations in the Caribbean and the children he met whilst he was working in a particular location. So I think a bit of research there would reveal that the sugar has a meaning all of its own.
Yeah.
What about, you mentioned someone else, Martin Parr.
Yeah.
He tends to take highly saturated colour pictures of food, doesn't he? What's he saying with his pictures, do you think?
Not quite sure, but I found an image of some girl eating in McDonald's, and I kind of liked it how like it didn't look like she was actually looking at him, and how she didn't notice he was there.
I think he might be more interested in the sort of culture around food and what it says about us and different nations and how they eat their food. But yeah, those are two quite different approaches. That should help a lot, I think. Thank you very much. Okay, so I'm with Ashley now, and we're back to facial expressions and body language. So what are your thoughts?
Well, for the facial expressions and body language, I was mainly focusing on how to capture people's inner thoughts and feelings.
Yes.
And how people's eyes show, and why the eyes are important in showing these emotions.
Fantastic. We did a project in school not long ago with Professor Helen Story that was all about eye contact, and we set up a kind of an installation in school that had letterboxes in and lots of actors only showing their eyes and then inviting people into this strange space where lots of people were being stared at, essentially. That was fascinating. So there might be some science, I think, behind some of this eye stuff too, which might be worth researching.
Yeah.
Cool.
And also looking at why people say the eyes are the windows.
Fantastic. Great stuff. Thank you very much.